Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our guest. We're glad you're able to share the Sabbath with us. You know, we all have childhood memories that are near and precious to us, don't we? You know, I was fortunate growing up that our grandparents played a very part in my memories because they lived in the general region, the same area. You know, for us growing up, I remember my grandfather mowing the same yard that I mow today. It's been a real blessing. I remember my other grandmother loved crossword puzzles, and we would spend hours helping. Now, I imagine when we were 5 or 6 years old, helping was probably more of a distraction, but we always helped her with her crossword puzzles. I remember that Sunday afternoons were a time when we visited them. We did a few chores, and later in life, we also delivered groceries each week. It was just part of our routine, taking care of our grandparents. You know, our one grandmother used to take us for walks where we picked tea berry leaves, and I've mentioned that before, but we mostly just spent time together and talked. You know, it's funny how life is influenced by these various activities growing up. We all have them, some very special times. Sometimes it's the unspoken things that really touch our lives, isn't it? For example, my grandmother gave me a little box with little scrolls inside having scriptures on them when I was a teenager. It looked like this. Little tiny scrolls. You take off the ring, you open the scroll, and it says, In all I weigh, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs 3:6. You know, it was a little box with lots of little scrolls like this. And I imagine that she probably never knew how much that touched my life, how much it affected me. You know, I was a teenager, and you're going through, trying to think through things as you're getting older. And yet, I found myself that I would read one or two each day. I found it neat. It was interesting to pull open those little scrolls, and in the end, it got me reading the Bible and reflecting on life. You know, I'd like to reflect on this experience and expand it a little bit more today, but I hope it will especially speak to the young people among us, the younger folks, and again, we're all young at heart, so it applies to all of us, but I am hoping that as it helped me as I was growing up, it might help some of the younger folks as well. You know, these little rolled-up scriptures got me to looking for simple words to reflect upon. In the 1970s, when I was growing up, yes, I know, a long time ago, the Living Bible, which is a paraphrase, was a big topic. It was also an easier read, and I started through the book of Proverbs, as she suggested, and read maybe just a verse, or maybe several verses or a chapter each day as a way to focus my thoughts for the day. You know, as a young man, I found many words of encouragement in the book of Proverbs, books of wisdom and guidance. And it was, and it is today, guidance for life. Guidance for life. And that's also my title for today. Now, young people, you know, at any age, but especially the young people among us, I highly recommend that if you haven't started already, that you start reading in some fashion. Find what works for you. You know, likely you can't find a little box of scrolls like I have, but maybe use various different ways to approach the Bible. And sometimes you just need an easy read, and that's where Proverbs comes in handy. You know, there are different ways. You know, sometimes people will recommend a little daily devotional. Now, you have to be careful on some of these, but it's kind of also a nice way. You know, today it says, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. 1 John 3:18. You know, it goes on to talk about what true love is. And again, that's one way to get started. Now, I enjoy getting the daily Bible scriptures from the home office on my phone every day. Highly recommend that one. It's easy. When I was working, I always found it nice. I would actually set it up that at 6:30 I'd get a notification, which is about the time I was arriving at work, So even at work, as I started my work day, I would have a scripture review and something to reflect upon. You know, there's also the daily Bible verse blog that you can, where you can sign up for the Bible reading program. You know, sometimes we all fall out of habits as we get older. You know, Mr. Burnett in a recent blog actually made a call, turned us to Hebrews 2, and it talked about drifting away. Well, you know, sometimes we drift away from our good habits sometimes. And all of us at any age, you know, we have to continue to stay connected. And we need to find that way that helps us make sure we turn to the Bible each and every day. You know, there is a premise that we need to understand when we search out these words of encouragement. And we all recognize Proverbs 14:12, where it says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is in the way of death." You know, whenever we decide for ourselves what is right or wrong, if we judge a thought by anything other than a scripture, it can lead us astray. It can become a sin that so easily trips us up. You know, we know, especially as we're growing up, as young people, relying on your personal judgment, you know, a human being can choose the way that seems best, but when faulty human judgment is a basis for a decision, well, things often end up in a disaster. We've all lived through those moments, haven't we? You know, we can always pray for guidance and we can meditate on the words that we read. It will change your life at any age, won't it? Any age, you can read those scriptures and it touches your heart. A few words is all it takes. You know, today I want to take a closer look at the book of Proverbs. I'm just going to pick one easy read book, the book of Proverbs. You know, this is where I started many years ago, and it's still one of my favorite books. You know, the book of Proverbs is often referred to as wisdom literature. Wisdom literature. The Bible emphasizes that one of the greatest qualities we can possess is wisdom, isn't it? The books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes provide timeless advice, especially about the importance of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, lo it cost you all you have, get understanding. Proverbs 4:7. You know, thinking back, one of the practices that we are taught in Spokesman's Club was to tell us what we're going to say, say what you're going to say, and then tell us what you told us. You know, that is exactly what the Bible does as you start into Proverbs. The book even starts off telling us what it's going to tell us, and then goes on to tell us, doesn't it? So if you would, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, I'd like to begin in verse 1. Easy book to turn to. You know, sometimes when you're doing a Bible study, you say, I just don't know what I want to look at. Turn to the book of Proverbs. It's a great place to start. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel." Now, it is indeed generally accepted that Solomon wrote and he compiled these various scriptures together. But I want to put it in perspective. So hold your finger there and flip back to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 4. Just to get us started on the right foot as we look at Proverbs. 1 Kings chapter 4. And I'm going to read verses 29. And upstream of this, I think we all remember that Solomon asked God for wisdom. But here it tells about that wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. "And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding, and the largeness of heart like the sand of the seashore. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men." And gives us some examples of those wise men. "And his fame was in all the surrounding nations." Verse 32, "He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Also, he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish, and men of all nations from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Really puts it in perspective, doesn't it? And here we have a book that was a gathering of some of those proverbs given to us. And it's a wonderful book that we can refer to. So let's continue to read. Let's start again in verse 1 of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, what a wonderful opportunity we have that this book has been shared with us. You know, Solomon was certainly blessed, and that blessing continues to us today. You know, you can't get any clearer. We're told what we're going to be told. We're going to be told about wisdom and what this book is all about, right in the first 7 verses. It's wonderful. You know, in the Living Paraphrase Bible, it speaks in a more casual approach. And I just want to refer to that because it's kind of an interesting read. If we read the same 7 scriptures in the Living Bible, it says, "These are the Proverbs of King Solomon of Israel, David's son. He wrote them to teach his people how to live, how to act in every circumstance, for he wanted them to be understanding, just and fair in everything they did. I want to make the simple-minded wise," he said. "I want to warn young men about some problems they will face. I want those already wise to become the wiser and become leaders by exploring the depths of meaning in these nuggets of truth. How does a man become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence to the Lord." Kind of an interesting paraphrase. So as I said, I like to take a closer look. So let's look a little closer at the book of Proverbs. You know, as we reflect on this book, we should start with a correct understanding of what a proverb is. You know, a proverb is typically a short saying stating a truth or a piece of advice. You know, sections of it may focus on a specific situation. We'll find that as we read the Proverbs. Proverbs serve as guidelines and naturally various circumstances surround them. But the principles they teach is outstanding. That's a part we come to cherish, isn't it? We come to understand the principles of God's Word. The book of Proverbs also contains some lengthy discussions on issues that we can certainly profit from today. It is Proverbs for children, and young men and young ladies are often framed as "my son." It's a clue. It's for you. It's for all of us. For example, there's instructions given to young men on the subject of discretion and morality in chapter 5 of Proverbs, warnings about adultery and about behavior. It's a good thing to read as you're growing up. What I especially like about the book of Proverbs is that it teaches practical wisdom. It really does. For all people at every stage of life, it's a practical book. The fear of the Lord is the essence of all true wisdom, and this is a starting point. You know, Proverbs applies the principles of God's teaching to so many different aspects of life, doesn't it? To love and relationships, to having a healthy home, you know, work ethics, right and wrong, wise decisions, principles and attitudes, even our thoughts, how we should think about things. It's all there in this one book. God has provided instructions on what is best for each of us. You know, each proverb is a short statement that uses everyday, familiar, timeless activities to teach moral, ethical, and spiritual principles. As one man said, it is wisdom distilled into short, pointed phrases, dramatic contrasts, and unforgettable scenes from life. It sets out what is right and what is wrong, because wisdom in Proverbs is based on reverence for God and obedience to his laws. So travel with me. Let's take a little closer look at Proverbs and continue to get a little deeper. Let's talk about the outline of Proverbs that we can each benefit from. And I'd like to go through this and we can do it together. We can turn to the Proverbs and I'd like to read a few examples out of each one. So we just read Proverbs 1 and 1 through 6, and it told us the title and the purpose. And it ended again, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." That's where we begin as well. Now the next section is Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 through chapter 9 verse 18. And that's called the Lessons on Wisdom. Now perhaps this section is titled in your Bible as it is in mine. It helps us to understand the benefits of wisdom along with some warnings as we read it. Now a few of my favorites, continue to turn with me, Proverbs 3 chapter 1 or chapter 3 verse 1. Here's an example of, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity." You know, as young people, it's a great one to reflect upon, how we guide our lives. And every parent feels this as well. Every parent feels this for their children or their grandchildren. You feel this. This touches your life. And we all recognize Proverbs 3:5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." We recognize that one very quickly. And if we turn a few pages forward, the next section we come to starts in Proverbs chapter 10 in verse 1 and goes to chapter 22 in verse 16. And again, it's probably titled this way. It's the main body of the Proverbs of Solomon. You know, many of these short proverbs are just wonderful and perfect to read daily and reflect upon all day long. You know, you can highlight the ones that touch your heart. Which ones really grab you? What does your eye go to? You know, the various principles that we can learn from. You know, we turn to chapter 14. We'll just keep paging through here a little bit. Chapter 14 and verse 7. It tells us to stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. You know, speaks of judgment. Speaks of using your thinking through and making sure you're in the right crowd sometimes. One of my favorite I have marked is 15 verse 1. "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." You know, what an important lesson at any age. We all need that. Easy to say, sometimes hard to do, isn't it? But a soft answer is such a wonderful way to move through life. For verse 17 of chapter 15, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred." Again, kind of guiding us as far as who we hang out with. And that's especially useful as a young person. A few more pages further to chapter 22. Yeah, we're going to get you used to Proverbs here. Chapter 22 and verse 1. It tells us a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. You know, it speaks of honoring your family. Carrying forth a family name. And that's not just your physical family, that's your spiritual family. Who we are and how we should carry it forward. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17, to Proverbs 24, verse 20, chapter 24, verse 22, it's titled Sayings of the Wise. Your Bible probably shows that. In chapter 23, verse 22, chapter 23, verse 22, if you'll join me there, it says, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." You know, it speaks of respecting your parents. Sure sounds like one of the Ten Commandments to me, doesn't it? You know, it's good, again, to reflect on these things. Or chapter 23 and verse 29, it says, "Who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contentions, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine. Obviously, it's speaking of too much wine. But it also applies to any type of alcoholism or any type of distraction that we have today. That these things pull you away, and they really do alter your life. As we continue forward, Proverbs 24, verses 23 through 34 are further sayings of the wise, is the title of my Bible. And again, these are short, concise principles for life. Any one of these you can pause and look at, and you can read. Proverbs chapter 25 through 29 are more of Solomon's Proverbs, and it references some of Hezekiah's collection. Proverbs 27, verse 9. Let's jump there. Proverbs 27, verse 9. And the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. You know, the older we get, the more we cherish the right kind of friends. Those close friends that you've always been close to, or maybe you're drawn close to, that you can really open up to. And you get their counsel when you're in time of need. You can share things. Often it's very few, and it's hard to come by. And what we learn, especially as we get older, how precious that really is. Chapter 29, verse 2. As we near the end of the book. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. You know, that applies so many ways. It's not just government. It can be, corporate, gatherings. It can be, it's almost family at times. You know, you realize that, again, there's a principle there that you learn to reflect upon. You know, Proverbs chapter 30 speaks of the words of Agur. It emphasizes God's words as being flawless, and it speaks of the balance of life that we all should have. It's a good read. And Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9 are the words of King Lemuel, which his mother taught him. And likewise, in chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, it speaks of the virtuous woman. Now, we've had entire sermons given just on those few short verses. But again, it's a great read. It's something we can draw to. You know, the real appeal of this book that we just went through is that it contains practical wisdom, understanding, and practical knowledge. It's some things that we can all understand easily, that people understand easily. You know, as a young person, you can just pop into the book and find a verse that touches you and go from there. You know, many of you, I know as we are going through this, your eyes are wondering, weren't they? Maybe you had something marked as one of these scriptures as being one that's one of your favorites. And as we went through the book there rather quickly, your eye wandered and you picked up one of those. Or you picked up a new one. You read something that caught your eye. That's fantastic. That's okay in this sermon. It's good. You can wonder. It's all right. But you get a chance to see something and hopefully you can reflect upon it. You know, as you look at Proverbs and as we just went through it, many of you have a favorite scripture or a favorite proverb. And I want to ask that you share those favorite times, those favorite scriptures during fellowship today. I challenge you, do that. Just share what touched you, what caught your eye when we were going through the book of Proverbs. It's something we should do more of. But we can reflect upon these things. You know, we each have our own eye, and we each see things differently. You know, I find often when you go through and you pick out a scripture, it's often a twofold punch. You know, you first read the verse, and you get a practical lesson on the surface. And you take that with you in the morning, perhaps. And then as we meditate on it and apply it to our own situation, whatever's happening in your life at that time, you can often get a second deeper meaning. And so you see, these scriptures will touch your heart and mind in many different aspects. We know they do. So we ask ourselves, what can we do? Well, first we can continue to commit to reading a few scriptures each day. You know, perhaps, very likely you're doing that already, but perhaps the book of Proverbs will draw you. Young people, you just want to find something that's kind of an easy read to get you started, it's a great book to go to. But certainly you can read any scriptures. You know, we need to be open-minded to receive instruction and be diligent about reading each day. You know, each day is a new beginning. And at any age, we are blessed with this fact. We will read instructions on general behavior, on work, on respect, on finances, on relationships, on family, on health, on joy. All of that is throughout the Bible, but you can find it here right in one book as well. Sometimes it's just a scripture or two that we read. Other times it's many chapters. Or other times we go for a dedicated Bible study, don't we? It might lead to that. Help you dig in a little deeper. But the second thing we can do, and I want to emphasize it, is to pause and reflect on it. You know, how does it apply to you and I? You know, we need to be willing to, when we read a scripture, to reflect on it and to follow it. And even sometimes when it's a little hard to understand, is to dive into it and move forward. Sometimes hard is good. You know, God will never ask us to do something that isn't good for us. You know, we can download, and I encourage you to download the 7 Keys to Better Bible Study on Life, Hope, and Truth. Just a couple pages, seven quick tips. You know, Proverbs 1:5, we just read, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. That's what we want to do at any age, is to continue to move forward. You know, this is certainly a very special time of year, and we've had some great messages, sermons and sermonettes as we lead up to this special time of year. But they all give us things to reflect upon as we reflect upon ourselves. You know, that said, you know, human beings, sometimes we can carry baggage, can't we? You know, we're told to move forward, and a refreshing scripture like we read in some of these, like we read in Proverbs, can be a big help to putting the baggage aside and moving forward. You know, God spoke to ancient Israel in Isaiah 43, and if I take verses 18 and 19 a little bit out of context, we read, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." You know, sometimes we have to tell ourselves that whatever happened in the past is in the past. You know, we need to enjoy our fresh opportunities, don't we? And the Bible offers those to us. God's word guides us to always look forward. His plan looks forward. Everything about it is forward-looking. It's something that we can thrive on. You know, we recognize Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You know, looking forward and with a smile on your face is a wonderful thing that God's given us. And everything he does takes us there. You know, we need to trust that God is present in our lives, and we need to step out in faith, don't we? You know, is our focus on ourselves or is our focus on others and moving forward? Moving forward, again, at any age. Proverbs can inspire us to do these just with a few simple scriptures, the ones that catch your eye. You know, there's many modern sayings that are parallel to Proverbs as well. See if you recognize any of these proverbs and how we express these truths today. And I kind of borrowed this from a Life, Hope, and Truth article. You can turn to the scriptures. If we turn to Proverbs chapter 15, and verse 28. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. So what modern day saying, what might that be? Could it be just simply, think before you speak? Think before you speak. Now these are the type of lessons we learn. How about Proverbs 25:17? Proverbs 25:17, it says, "Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you." What's a modern day saying of that? Maybe don't wear out your welcome. There's also some about 3 days, and there's some different sayings out there that all come to mind, right? You know, the Proverbs are interwoven into what we do every day. I'll read a few more. You can just note these if you like. Proverbs 26:20, it says, "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out." You know, it takes two to tango. You know, if you don't feed a fire, it will go out. Some good lessons on personal relationships there too. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. You know, modern day sayings like all talk and no action. Proverbs 24:27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. How about first things first? One of my favorites is plan your work and work your plan. You know, it talks about prioritizing things. It helps us put things in perspective and prioritize what needs to come first. It's a life lesson in one short scripture. Last example, he who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Chapter 26:17. Sounds like mind your own business, doesn't it? You know, these are just a few of the examples of literally hundreds of proverbs that we use today in principle. And many of them we use, even use in their original form, is often said. It's funny how people will say something and you recognize that it came from the Bible, came from Proverbs, perhaps. You know, when you read a scripture and it touches your heart, we want to thank God for that moment. You know, perhaps you can offer a quick silent prayer when that takes place, or later as well. But you know, we're each different. We aren't yellow pencils. You know, as the example I just gave a few minutes ago, what caught your eye? We all caught something different. Each of us will react to different things. We'll react to different things in different situations. We'll react to different scriptures at different times in your life. They mean things differently, don't they? You know, that is the journey we're on, that life journey. And I've mentioned that before. You know, we're traveling together, and we can share these experiences. I want to encourage that. You know, we can each strive to enrich ourselves with God's Word. You know, these simple one-liners can change your life. Young people, listen, you can read these, and they will change your life. Don't miss out on what God has in store for us. You know, I had you turn to a lot of Proverbs. Yeah, maybe I was trying to get the start of a habit for you. But I wanted to emphasize that the book is so easy to work down through and to gather thoughts for the day. The book of Proverbs is a great gift to the world. It's written and is preserved under the inspiration of God. You know, it contains practical knowledge on how we can get the most out of life by listening to the wisdom of the one who created human beings. It's captured here for us. You know, as such, it deserves our careful attention. It deserves our study and our application in our lives, doesn't it? You know, we can remember chapter 3, verse 18, where it says, she, meaning wisdom, is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Each one of these is giving us a step forward, isn't it? If you would, well, let me just read this one, Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom helps us make wise choices. I'm going to read this from the Living Bible again, because, again, it's kind of a casual speech. But it says, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment. If you exalt wisdom, she will exalt you. Hold her fast, and she will lead you to great honor. She will place a beautiful crown upon your head. My son, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. You know, it's interesting. I whenever it says my son, it still takes me back to being a teenager. As you think about these things, you know, the effective outcome of responsible and sound choices and decisions are largely determined by wisdom. Young people, you know, you can take note of this as well, that it will help guide you so much in those times. You know, these little scrolls that my grandmother gave me, they were given to me in a box that was shaped like a cross. Now, I got rid of that box as a young adult. Maybe it was an overreaction to the shape, but I got rid of it, but I held on to all those little scrolls. I kept them in the bag, and I find it neat to read down through those. Well, last summer, we were at a flea market and came upon an original box of scrolls, and one that looks just like the one that I had. I can still ignore the box. I'm not worried about that. But this one, when I opened it up, I realized it was seldom read. Everything looked new. What a shame. It was a shame. Someone really lost out. They never opened those little scrolls. You know, I've thought often about these little scrolls, and as I develop this message 50 years later, I reflect on these scrolls and I reread them, and they still touch my heart. You know, sure, they have a special meaning for me, for it remind me of my grandmother, and I don't think she ever knew how much she changed my life or got me started. I think she was was guided. But what they really represent is God's word and the simple yet direct ways that he can touch our lives. You know, I pick on the book of Proverbs partially because of the story, but also it's such an easy one to pop into, read a scripture or two, and walk away thinking about God's word. It's easy. I'm hoping this message can offer guidance to the younger crowd, and I also hope it brings back memories to all of us. You know, sometimes we drift away from habits and we need to rekindle those habits of turning there. You know, we're all on a journey and we each need words of encouragement and guidance. You know, I read these scrolls as a teenager and they touched my life. They made a difference. You know, today, like many of you, I get two daily scriptures come in on my phone. You know, and they redirect my thoughts for many years. Each day, amongst all the Bible study, you can still get those scriptures and reflect on those. And thank God right then for those. Last summer, you know, I bought another little devotional. And again, that's not necessary. But I find that it's kind of encouraging sometimes. And again, it's one more way of reading God's word. You know, our God is a God of order. And he shows us the benefits of following his way. There are many ways that we can study and many ways that we can receive God's word, isn't there? Many ways that we can cherish God's word. We can think about this guidance for life that God gives us in the Bible. We're all blessed because we have this book in our lap. It's precious and it's free. You know, sometimes the simplest of ways touch us the most. Let's make sure that we're listening and using what God has indeed provided for us.